If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. He checks in at this time every week to warn us about a few things. And today we have an alert about tickets for baseball games and concerts. What's going on, Steve? Good morning.
Well, good morning, Bob. Thanks for having me today. Yes, with the start of the baseball season, concert tickets, the scammers come out of the woodwork with fake tickets and fake ticket agencies. So, consumers need to remember that there are counterfeit tickets. Even though it's a lot of it is digital, the scammers still found a way to get around that by saying they have the digital tickets, or they will send you the digital tickets, or they send you a fake digital ticket. It happens every year, Bob, and especially around, as the baseball starts today and all around the summer with the concerts, a lot of these scammers will come out, and they even sometimes create fake websites. Mm. So you have to look and make sure it's a regular website, legitimate.
Be careful out there for sure. Now, some people may want to mark this date on their calendar as far as getting an old tax refund. What are we hearing from the IRS on this, Steve?
Well, the IRS is saying time's running out to claim $1 billion in refunds that are due to consumers for tax year 2020. So you only have the 3 years to file. So taxpayers face a May 17th deadline. So it's about 940,000 consumers across the nation, including Illinois, has not filed their tax returns in 2020. So they need to do that to get their $1 billion in refunds. And after that date, the Treasury then keeps the money. So if you file after the date, you will not get that money that is due to you. So please, if you have some money due, if you haven't filed your taxes in 2020, please do so.
May 17, that's the date. With all the news about the upcoming solar eclipse, I imagine you're aware of a few scams. Tell us what's going on with that, Steve.
Well, it never stops. Obviously, people are trying to find the glasses, so be very careful on organizations where you're picking those glasses from, to see the eclipse. And also with hotels in the path of the eclipse. You're going to have a lot of hotels that are sold out, so you're going to have some fake websites, as we see each and every time. So just be careful with the eclipse and make sure you do your research on the organizations, and you'd be careful of the of those fake glasses, because you got to make sure that they're a legitimate organization you're buying from. And a lot of times what happened last time is they said they had the glasses and you sent the money in and never came in at all. They just stole your information or stole your check information.
Watch out for that. Brookfield Zoo celebrating their 90th anniversary, and some scammers are taking advantage of that, aren't they?
It never stops, Bob. You're right. According to the zoo, there's a fake ad going out there for 4 tickets to their 90th anniversary celebration for only $6.95. Click here. That is a scam. That is not run by the zoo itself. They're warning consumers of that, and they're saying to go directly to the zoo's website to buy tickets. And if you receive any special offers, and especially to click here, be very careful. That's the tip off to the ribbon, Bob.
There are quite a few springtime scams going on now. What are you hearing about more than anything else?
One thing else, Bob, is the door-to-door, spring scams that come around. People wanting to help repair your homes from the harsh winter that we had. So be very careful, people going door-to-door, any high-pressure sales tactics. A lot of them are asking for upfront fees or all of the fees or just a handshake deal, and you never want to do that without a contract. And you never let anybody in your house, Bob, as we talk all the time, unless you do the research on them. And you have to get 3 bids anyway, so you never do business with somebody who walks up to your home and says they happen to be down the street, Bob, and they happen to have extra materials on a truck, and sometimes it's the tip off to the rip off, Bob.
And thanks to AI, we now have fake obituaries. How are people getting ripped off with these?
Well, unfortunately, with the fake obituaries, you're seeing that a lot more now. And there was an LA Times reporter, that just happened to her as well. And it's really a clickbait scam where they want you to click on the story, read it, so they get a lot of activity on the clicks, and they get paid for the clicks. So you got to be very careful. Somebody says that, look who died, or guess who died, or see how tragically they died. They want you to click here. If it's not from a reputable source, please don't click on those links, because as you never know, as we talk every week, Bob, is when you click on those links, you never know where it's going to end up. You can put spam or mail on your computer, or it can be just an organization trying to get clicks to get more money. And they're using obituaries now with AI, so be very careful.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. And we had a lot of emails and texts about check washing, and I've been reading a lot about this. And the tip you have is to use a certain kind of pen now when you write a check. Tell us about that.
Well, it's a black indelible ink, and it can be found anywhere online or at your local retail store. And it really just helps resisting a scammer's typical washing mixture. And check washing is happening more and more. We warned about this a long time, quite a number of years ago, Bob, and it's still increasing as consumers are being victimized by, you know, mailing in checks, and all of a sudden checks stolen. They made a check for $1,000. All of a sudden they washed it, made it for $10,000, and it's taken out of your account. Yes, you'll get your money back. It takes months sometimes, 6 months, and they put a hold on your account so you don't have access to your money as well. So be very careful and get that black indelible ink.
Yeah, it's happening now more than ever. Fortunately, I'm always overdrawn, so I don't worry too much about that. Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau, thanks. We'll talk to you next week, Steve.
Have a great day, Bob.
You too.